Welcome to Hyperlocal, a podcast dedicated to inspiring economic developers, job creators, and community champions. I'm your host, Mason Ainsworth, and our mission is to bring you real-world stories, proven strategies, and game-changing projects using local solutions and global perspectives. We have had incredible guests on the show, and we're just warming up. Today, we have a special episode in store for you. I recently returned from the 69th Economic Developers Council of Ontario Conference, and while I was there, I decided to switch things up. Hyperlocal did its first ever on-the-spot interviews. From Toronto to Kenora, Sarnia to Collingwood, County of Brant to Huron County, they discussed a range of community projects, including revamping strategic plans, implementing a community improvement plan, revitalizing downtowns, and hosting the next Ontario Business Improvement Area Association conference. We covered it all. How it worked? The interviews were 60 seconds or less, and the questions were, what is your name? Where are you from? And what is something interesting going on in your community? Now, let's get into it.
I'm Allison Pelly. I'm an economic development officer for the city of Kenora, and I absolutely love where I live. Two exciting things, but really quick. So one is we have an announcement for an all-nations healthcare campus that will be coming to Kenora. So that's super amazing for Kenora as well as for our region. And the other exciting thing is we just wrapped the holiday trail this year in Kenora. We had the most successful year yet. So we had over 143 holiday trails purchased, and that included over 740 visits to local businesses over the holiday season. The holiday trail is a shop local campaign. So people buy a holiday trail booklet for $30, and then they can redeem it for six different items at over 20 businesses in Kenora.
Awesome. So Brandon Webb, Research and Marketing Economic Development Officer for the County of Brant. One thing cool that's going on in our community is that we're underway in the development of our Rural Prosperity Community Improvement Plan. So taking funding to our farmers, how they can develop on-farm diversified uses, building agribusiness, agritourism type businesses, as well as reducing the barriers to additional residential units on farm properties to keep multi-generational families and small farms viable.
G'day, I'm Chris Watson. I'm one of the economic development officers in Huron County, and I think probably the most interesting thing going on right now is we just finished our strategic plan. So we're looking at getting that implemented, starting to apply for funding, and making that move forward.
All right, this would be Dylan Tamlin of the City of St. Catharines, and I think the big interesting thing that we have coming up in our community would actually be the OBIA conference happening in April, I believe April 19th through the 22nd of this upcoming year. We're really excited to have this collection of BIAs in to meet with all of us. We'll have our mayor speaking in a conference there along with the City of Niagara Falls and Sandra Easton from the municipality of Lincoln, and I'm really looking forward to seeing their perspectives on the BIA world, and I think this will be interesting for many others too.
I'm Eric Wood, the Sector Development Officer for Food and Beverage at the City of Toronto. We've just rolled out a new Office of Technology and Innovation Sectors, so that's super exciting, and I'm happy to be working within that. I think the coolest project we're working on right now is trying to solve the commercialization gap for businesses going from, you know, working in a community kitchen to then building a zillion-dollar factory. There's a big gap in between those two, and I think that's the barrier to entry for most food businesses into the market to compete with the larger ones. So we're looking at how we solve that, not just for the city, but as a regional. It's a regional issue. We have 17 innovation hubs and research centers, but there's zero place for people to small-scale commercialize. And as sort of the, not to sound like your typical Toronto person, but the hub of the agricultural wheel for southwestern Ontario, we feel it's sort of a good place to start for what we can contribute to making the food economy stronger in Ontario.
Hello, my name is Evan Batcher. I'm with the Municipality of Kincardine. In short, some exciting things that the municipality is doing is that we are launching 4 CIP programs for our 2026 year, all designed to not only attract foreign investment, but also supporting our businesses that are currently expanding and residing within the Municipality of Kincardine. We have seen great growth within our CIP program since 2025, and we're excited what the future will hold.
I'm Felicia Krista. I'm here with the Municipality of North Middlesex. I'm the Manager of Economic Development and Community Engagement. And something exciting that's happening in our community is that we have a new updated CIP where we are having an expansion in our ARUs with the half funding.
Okay, my name is Matt Rayom. I'm from the community of Chatham-Kent. And something interesting in our community, we've just built a new kind of health hub, is what they call it. So it's volleyball courts and basketball courts. And then there's another one that's going to have pickleball and tennis. And we're really focusing on the active part of our community. So it's neat to see that focus and a healthier community.
Matthew Slotwinski with the Sarnia-Lambton Economic Partnership in Sarnia-Lambton, Ontario. Interesting in our community, I'd say our Innovation Bridge Commercialization Hub. So bringing together the R&D assets at Lambton College alongside the lab space and piloting assets of the Western Sarnia-Lambton Research Park. And then our brownfield and greenfield development sites that exist where this concept is really viable within the clean tech industry, industrial biotech, clean energy, renewable energy, hydrogen industries, where innovating and commercializing companies can do everything from the idea generation through to full-scale commercial operation, all within the community. Okay.
Hello, everyone. My name is Prerna Sharma. I'm the Manager of Economic Development with the Town of Collingwood. Mason here has asked me what is the one interesting thing that's going on in my community, and I feel that the Business Development Center always has something interesting going down. So if ever you visit downtown Collingwood, feel free to drop by Business Development Center, where we have the Small Business Enterprise Center, the BIA office, the Georgian Bay Accelerator staff members, and the Economic Development staff members all in one building to provide support for entrepreneurs, businesses, and visitors in the community.
Hi there, I'm Robin Mulder from the Township of Wellington North. And my community right now is embarking on a BR&E project, so a business retention and expansion project for the manufacturing and agricultural sector. And I am super excited about this project. I haven't met some of the manufacturers and agricultural farmers just because I'm fairly new in my municipality. But I look forward to doing lots of surveys and organizing some action items out of those surveys to help businesses with challenges, ongoing issues that they may be seeing, and even resources that they don't necessarily know about. We have a fantastic community improvement plan that can help them with grant opportunities. So I'm looking forward to sharing some information. Thanks for having me.
Hello, I'm Saba Kazmi. I'm the Advisor of Business Development and Facilitation in the City of Burlington. Burlington is an interesting point right now. We are a mature, built-out city, but we're actively reshaping our growth. What I see today is a strong interest in businesses and developers who are coordinating with the city. Our focus right now is facilitation, so helping projects move through complex systems, aligning departments early, and making sure good projects don't stall because of processes. So it's less about chasing growth and more about managing it well. And that's where Burlington is spending its energy right now.
Cassandra Brownridge, Town of Ajax. And one of the exciting things that's going on in our community right now is we are doing a comprehensive overhaul of all of our building department and planning department policies to make sure that they've got a fresh economic development lens on them, to make sure that the town is actually open for business and welcoming to businesses and not just talking about it. So that's a big exciting thing for us.
Steve Antunis, Manager of Economic Development for the City of Elliott Lake. We've got multiple exciting things happening in the city, a small city of 12,200 people. We're seeing a large 34,000 square foot plaza development happening in our city, so we've been able to attract new investment that way. And we're also undertaking a new economic development strategy, and we're really going to look at out-of-the-box solutions to attract people to Northern Ontario, be it from remote work, new investment, knowledge-based industry. So we're really looking outside the box from what Northern Ontario resource-based communities try and attract to something completely different and make Elliott Lake stand out as a place to live, play, and invest.
My name is Will. I'm from Haldimand County. And something exciting we got going on this year, we got two things actually. First off, we're taking a look at our CIP program and looking to update that to better help our businesses. And second of all, we're actually beginning our downtown revitalization this year and starting the framework for that. So yeah, lots of exciting things going on in Haldimand County.
Thank you so much for joining us for this year's EDCO Micro Interviews on Hyperlocal. To our guests, thank you for your time and for being our first round of micro interviews. For our listeners, if you want to talk about what's going on in your community, send me a message on LinkedIn or come find me at EDCO's 70th annual conference next year. If you liked this idea, please let me know in the comments, send me a message, or share it with your friends so we can highlight more communities like this in the future. Thanks for listening, and let's keep talking about the great work going on in our communities. Keep it up.